Welcome to the Team Engagement Podcast, where leaders of teams share their insights. Brought to you by Blue Sky Business Consulting, we discuss five questions in about 15 minutes.
Welcome to the Team Engagement Podcast. We are always excited when you choose to join us, and I'm excited to talk a little bit about season four. As you can tell, there's not a guest here with me today for those who are watching, because at the end of every season, I always like to do what I call a season four recap. And the purpose of it, of course, is just simply to offer a recap of what we've learned this year. And I'm excited to also make some announcements concerning season five, which will start here in a few weeks. But first, I just wanted to give you kind of a fun recap of this season. We had 48 guests to whom I am very, very grateful that they all chose to take a few minutes and share their insights, their wisdom. They hailed from 24 different states, and we also had one all the way from England. So we are grateful for all of them and for the fun that we had, the discussions that we had, always a fun time. So I'm grateful to all of them. Thank you to all of you for listening and watching each week as well. I wanted to also, as kind of has become a tradition with the podcast, to share some of my insights regarding the questions that I've spent the year asking everybody else. So we'll start with the first question. What's a challenge that you've overcome that you're especially proud of? I think for me, as I have started my own business, Blue Sky Business Consulting, it's simply kind of getting that over that initial hump of believing in yourself, your products, your service, your experience, your knowledge, whatever it may be, to trust in that and trust that it has something to offer somebody else. That can be a real challenge because I think we all at times have those moments where we may not think, I don't deserve to be here, right? Who am I to be helping someone else or whatever it is? But I encourage all of the viewers and listeners to really think carefully about what gifts you have, what talents you have, what skills, knowledge you have that you can contribute to the world around you. And I promise you that there is. Sometimes the challenge is to discover that and then to develop that. But I hope that you will find some way to share your talents, your abilities, and make the world a better place around you, whether it's as a part of a team, whether you're leading a company, whatever it may be. But that over that, getting over that initial challenge to just believe in yourself and believe what you have to offer and that it's valuable. Question number two, how does a leader foster creativity within a team? This is a real challenge. We had some great advice all through the year, so I encourage you to go back and listen a little bit. But from my perspective, the biggest challenge is to simply create a psychologically safe place where everybody can feel like they can contribute ideas to get creative. You have to feel safe in order to do that. And leaders have a very important responsibility to create that safe space. I would also recommend that you simply spend a little bit of time with each person on your team, get to know them a little bit, find out what helps them to be more creative. Maybe they need to have a little space on their own, or maybe they need to be in a brainstorming type setting, or maybe they just need a little bit of time to think about the assignment or the idea before you get into that. Creativity is a really important part of teams and companies, especially in this fast-paced world that we live in. Things are constantly changing. There's always new things to learn. Creativity, innovation, ideas, brainstorming, all of that centers around this really important part about letting people share and letting people drive ideas. It's rarely the first idea that you seize on. It usually builds on each subsequent idea and refinement. So make sure everybody has an opportunity to share their ideas. Question number three, how can a leader help the team members to learn to trust each other? The biggest suggestion I would offer is to simply create more team building type of experiences, but really make them productive. Sometimes I hear of either clients or other companies that do it, what they call a team building experience, but all it really is hanging out at a local bar, or maybe it's an after hours type event, but it's not really bringing them together. Yes, they're spending time in a casual atmosphere, and there is some occasion where that may be necessary, especially if you finished a long project or a big huge success of some kind, that may be appropriate. But it's also appropriate and important to build in and to schedule in some opportunities to have more trust building type activities. So you may want to talk to somebody in your local area or another business consultant or someone else that you may know about ideas on how to do that. because it's really a fun thing if you can do it the right way, but it also helps people to understand each other a little bit better, to build each other up, and to trust each other. The fourth question that we asked this year was, is there a failure that you've experienced that you turned into a win? And this is an interesting question because, of course, we had lots of different answers. And I would encourage you to go back and listen to those and see what different people experienced in their life and in their business and how they turned it into a win. I know that for me personally, and this goes back just a little bit, quite a few years actually, is about 14, 15 years ago, I was working for a company at that time as an employee, and I made a fairly significant accounting error. I thought that there was additional money to the tune of about $100,000 to $120,000 that we were expecting in, and we were waiting for it. And I kept thinking, well, it's supposed to be here anytime now. And then I realized I had overlooked it. It had already come in. And I had to go to the owners and say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake because the money is already here. And now we don't have an additional $100,000 coming in. And that was a tough day. But I learned a couple of things. First, I learned why I had overlooked it. I was not doing one little thing that I needed to do. So, of course, the obvious thing that you always have to ask yourself when you have a setback is, what can I learn from it? And I learned, okay, I need to make sure I look over here in this other area to see if it's been deposited already or been processed. I also learned that even though I had made a significant mistake, that the people I worked for, they were upset, but they also understood that mistakes happen. So they were very kind. I thought for sure I was going to get fired. I really did. I thought for sure I was walking out of there with all my stuff, never to return. But they simply said, well, we'll have to figure it out, find out what we can do to prevent that mistake from happening. So from the leader's perspective, that's a really important lesson that I learned as the employee that I now teach clients and leaders to remember. Mistakes are going to happen. They're going to happen. Don't let that be the end of the story. Find a way to make it be successful. Find a way to help the individual who made the mistake, whether that was you or someone else, to really focus on what can we learn and let's move forward. Question number five, tell us about your first job. In previous seasons, I've responded and talked maybe a little bit about the paper route that I've had, but I also wanted to share kind of my next big job that I had when I was a teenager, and that was to work at Snow King Resort in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And it was a fun summer. I was there for a couple of months. I lived there. I wasn't living there for my home. I was living elsewhere, but I was there for the summer. And I was just a simple busboy in the dining room, but I had a great time. It was fun to kind of be on my own. It was in between my junior and senior years of high school. And so it was my first time on my own. And it was a really neat experience. It was also an opportunity for me to learn a little bit about the restaurant business that I still have affection for today. I still enjoy going to restaurants and seeing how they do things and kind of looking at every little detail because I kind of know a little bit about the behind the scenes. So for me, that was a fun experience. All right. So a couple of things to just make you aware of. Next week, this is the season recap that we're having today. This is the final episode. Next week, we are having a special kind of a bonus episode to the Team Engagement Podcast. I've invited back a friend of mine from Omaha, Nebraska, Brent Pullman, and he has written a book called Leaders Look Within. And I have brought him on and we have reviewed the book a little bit and talked about some things. It's a little bit longer episode. It's going to be about 40, 45 minutes. So I encourage you to listen to it or watch it, whichever you prefer, and really learn from the discussion about how leaders can look within themselves. And it's really a servant leader based approach that he writes about in his book. It's an excellent book. Highly encourage you to watch it, or I should say to read it, but also to watch the episode next week or listen to it, whichever your preference is. I also want to look ahead to season five next year in the calendar year 2024. That'll be season five for us. Very excited. Looking forward to some new questions. We'll do the same general format. We'll invite everybody on, leaders, experienced leaders. We're going to have some previous guests come back. We'll ask them some different questions. I'm going to keep that part a secret until we get to season five. But there will be all the questions are always centered on teams and leadership. I'm making one change to question number five, which is I've always asked this question about tell us about your first job, but I'm going to change it a little bit. Now, you can probably tell here I've got my shirt from the Philadelphia Phillies that I love. You all know if you're watching it, you know behind me there's the history of baseball. And I am just a baseball fanatic. So I've decided for the next season, I'm going to have a little more fun with this. When we bring guests on, I'm going to ask them four questions relating to teams of business, like we always have. But question number five will no longer be, tell us about your first job. It will now be, share with us a favorite baseball memory. So if you have a baseball memory, or if you're a business leader and would like to come on the show as a guest, please go to our website, teamengagementpodcast.com, and register to be a guest and share with us some of your insights, your wisdom about business and teams and leadership. But also be prepared to share a fun baseball memory. You don't have to be a baseball fan. You just, almost everybody that I talk to has some type of a story or an experience with baseball, and I want to hear it. Thanks so much. I always appreciate everybody's support and the kind comments that I get all the time about the Team Engagement Podcast. I love doing it, and I really appreciate everyone's input. Please tune in a few more weeks as we get started with season five in the year 2024. In the meantime, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy New Year. Please stay safe. Be wise in your judgment in all things, and make sure you have fun with your teams as well as entrepreneurial leaders. Thanks so much for joining us on the Team Engagement Podcast. Have a great day.
This is Sean Richards with the Team Engagement Podcast, where leaders of teams share their insights. For more ideas, go to teamengagementpodcast.com. We also invite you to follow or subscribe to our podcast wherever you may be listening or watching. Is your business thriving? Go to tbs-score.com to find out. Thanks for joining us today. Have a great day.